Thursday night, world of days, Tammuz. Hello, August. Okay, if there's if there's no Kayan in the shul, and they called up Israel for the Aliyah, and then a Kayan walks in. So, if the Israel did not yet say Baruch HaTohareim of the Bracha, even if he said Baruchu already, and people answered Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Vaed, maybe he even said Baruch HaTah, but if he didn't say Hashem's name and Baruch HaTah Hashem, so then it's not called started, and the Kayan goes up. The Kayan who goes up starts from Baruchu again. And the Israel stays there, and he gets sleepy. There's a Levi there, doesn't matter, if there wouldn't be a Levi, the Kayan would get the second Aliyah, and the Israel would get Shlishi, and he again. So you had an extra Baruchu there in this scenario. Okay. Good. If he did start the Bracha and the Kayan walks in, the Kayan lost out his Aliyah, the Tzibo lost out on having a Kayan go first. Okay. We're learning Chavis Lovers, we're learning Sharakaniyah, we're learning Paridalid, situations that call for where you should, Bedavka, see to it, to exhibit Kaniyah. So we learned two last night, now we're learning a third. Vashlishi, Sheyabushabchuhu b'midosu v'atovos. If he's in a situation where people are praising him for all his good deeds. Let's say he's at a dinner and he's being the guest of honor, or whatever, and so whatever the case may be. Let's say, where's Mordechai ran away? Where's Mordechai Bernstein? Like, I'm going to be praising Mordechai tomorrow. So he's mechuyev to think to himself, but the Chavis HaLovers now says he's mechuyev to think about all the faults that he has and all the terrible things he's done in his life. And he's mechuyev to feel kaniyah, because when people praise you, you might take it seriously and think that you taka deserve to be praised. The Yavar Halibo, as the woman says, when that happens, chayav lehikana, he has to exhibit, feel, not just exhibit, he has to feel kaniyah. The Yavar Halibo, he should review in his mind. He said, you have to review all the things you did wrong, why you don't really deserve this praise. So the people praising you don't know, or they're too polite to talk about it, but certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows all your faults. The Chisa also Molov, and he's covering up for you. The Erech Lo, and he's Erech Apayim. The Yoshev Mayhem, so you can do tshuva. Because everybody obviously has faults and has things to be misakein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving him the opportunity to do it. Don't be happy that people are not aware of your faults and they're praising you. It should not be a cause for joy. It should be a cause for concern. He should feel grief. Why? Because Hashem knows the truth. So, like, who are you fooling? Bavurshab, that's what you should think about. You should remember that, recall that. Hashem knows all your faults. This al muso, and Hashem has neglected, has turned aside. Miproa. Oh, I'm sorry. His al muso means you have neglected. Miproa chovos olakim ugmol tovoso, which is the Chazalos' view of our obligations to keep Torah and mitzvahs is an acknowledgement of all that Hashem has done for us. So you have neglected to do that, and you have roa ma'alolav, the konalibo, and you should feel small, and you should feel humbled by the fact that they're heaping this praise on you, and they don't know what you did that morning, they don't know what you did an hour ago. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what you did that morning, what you did an hour ago, and you should think about those things to keep down the swelling of your head. He doesn't say that, I'm saying that. Kamosha Omar, ki avoni agid edag mechatosi. So that's how the Chayyus of Lovus is understanding that pasuk, that there's a situation where you should review and remind yourself of avoni and adag mechatosi. And now the Ravi is number four. Number four is the exact opposite situation. Shemasapim begnuso, people are saying bad things about you. It happens. The situations that people are in where people are talking against him or against her. So instead of getting angry and resentful and you want to lash back maybe, but again, it's a good time to practice kniya. Yikona labore, you should feel humbled and thank Hashem that they don't know half of what you did. Yodalo ala shergila lo ma'at meharbe, and you thank Hashem they don't know everything that you did, and they know a little, and what they're doing is a kapora. Liyasra ulahochicho, it's good musar, it's good thing, you for sure could take it to heart, and even if it's totally undeserved, which it rarely is totally undeserved, even if on balance it's undeserved, but it's rarely totally undeserved, so it's good musar, and you could take it to heart and fix up things that require fixing. So you thank Hashem. So that's number three and four. Number three is when people are praising you, you should think about all the things that they're not aware of, and you should feel humbled because they're just not aware of it, but Hashem is aware of it. So you're not as this person that they're praising, like you don't recognize that person. Who in the world are they talking about? And number four is when people are talking against you. So again, you should practice kniya, and you thank Hashem that they're not talking about everything you do, and the little that they are talking about, or the part that they are talking about. So it's good for you to hear those things, and it's a good opportunity to do tshuva and to take it as musar and to better yourself. So those are the two more situations where you should practice kniya.